Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
66 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours.
Cloudy.
63 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours.
Cloudy.
63 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club night. Net on the W8UM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. U8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink and All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Nothing heard. This could be a real short net. Do we have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations. Please call Net Control now. All-Star stations. Please call now. Stations anywhere, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo.
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar.
Bravo 6, November Uniform.
Okay, so I have Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Romeo Echo, AC8TO, and KV6NU. Do we have any other stations? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet.
I think I heard WSAU in there. Matt, you are real weak. You are real weak. Scratchy, scratchy, scratchy. And also KE8BZJ Mo. Any other stations? Please call Net Control now. We will start with KF8ARE, Jonathan, followed by AC8TO. Jonathan, what do you have for us tonight?
Hi, KF8ARE. It's been a while since I checked into this net, and I just wanted to say hi to everyone, and nice being here, and thanks for hosting the net. This was the first repeater, and KB6NU was the first, my first contact ever right after I got my license. It's one of those things where you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing on that day. So I was in my backyard and a couple friends were over. We had a bonfire, and I'm like, okay, let's try this radio out, and Dan was there. So I feel especially bonded to this repeater. So that's what I have right now, so I'll send it back to Net, KFAARE.
Donovan, well, welcome back to the Net. You're always welcome here. This is a magical frequency in a magical time, and part of that magic is done by Dan, KB6NU, who you'll be able to listen to shortly. So congratulations on your ticket, and we're pleased that you consider this repeater so magical. I have actually two quick announcements. One is I will not be Net Control next Sunday, so they'll be looking for an alternate Net Control for next Sunday's Net only. And number two, there's a partial lunar eclipse Thursday night running into Friday morning, and the eclipse will be maximum, but still partial, at 12 minutes past midnight Friday morning. So if it's clear, if the Michigan Nebula hasn't set in, go have a look at it. But it should be starting to be visible a couple hours before that. Next we have ACATO, Don, followed by KB6NU. Don, any fantastic developments on North Campus?
Thank you, Pat. ACATO, Don. Not a lot on North Campus. I think it's kind of the calm before the storm. One more week till the students come back, and I guess this coming weekend is actually their moving week, so I'm expecting chaos soon. Magic of the bands. Well, I fear we may be past solar maximum declining. I'm having less luck on propagation on the HF bands lately. It's still okay down in the lower 20, 30, 17, but they're kind of cluttered, at least for FT8, and not get much new, but I'm going to keep at it. I'm debating whether to go to the work in my backyard to get a wire in there good enough for 160 again. I'm not super inspired, but it is the one band that I'm kind of missing, so I'll be thinking about that. Not much else for me. ACATO, back to Net.
Great. Yeah, I think movement must on Central Campus must have started at least into the apartments, because there were all sorts of people today. I made a run up to my office on South U, and it was pretty crowded. There were no empty parking spaces, and there were all sorts of people with giant roller things moving things into apartments, and the traffic was, of course, backed up. So I think move-in has started already, at least in some places. Next up is KB6NU, Dan, followed by WSAU. Dan, what excitement can you fill our hearts with tonight?
Okay, for KB6NU, well, geez, you're just putting the onus on me here, aren't you? Well, I will say that the move-in has definitely started, though. My wife and I were downtown taking a movie, and let's put it this way: the demographic was a lot younger than it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. As far as excitement goes, I finished my early August tour of hacker conferences, having taught a class in Las Vegas the first week and a class in New York City the second week. And as a result, we now have 63 new hacker/hams in the FCC database. So that's the cool news. As far as my operating goes, I regularly meet with some friends of mine from high school. I went to high school in Detroit, and we meet at different Detroit restaurants. And Friday, we met at, we were going to meet at Sinbad's, which is on the river, sort of north of downtown. And before going there, so I left at home early and went to Belle Isle and did an activation from there. I got credit for two parks, Belle Isle State Park and the Belle Iron Trail, and a lighthouse activation, which is a separate kind of thing, but actually a thing called the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society. And, of course, there's a lighthouse on Belle Isle, so that was fun. And then we had a great lunch, so that's the news from here. Back to you, this is KB6NU.
That's great, Dan. Congratulations on the threeper, two parks, and a lighthouse, all in the same day. Amazing. Anyway, next up is WSAU Matt, followed by KDBZJ Mo. Matt, let's see if we can hear you any better.
Hey, turn up the high power, is it better?
Only much better. Go.
Thanks for running that. Let's see. So this weekend I spent some time replacing a dehumidifier in my basement. Had the whole thing mounted nice and hanging from the ceiling, and it stopped working about three, four years ago. It had a 5-year warranty, and the warranty was about to expire like the beginning of August, so I finally made a claim on the warranty, and so I had to swap a new one. Something in my hip did not like me carrying an old one out of the basement and new one into the basement. It seemed a lot better today, but yesterday I could barely get up off the couch. I had to like push myself up in weird ways. I couldn't just like bend and stand up. But the new dehumidifier isn't working, so that part's good. That's been kind of my big project of the weekend. Let's see. The one thing I don't like about using a telescope like in my yard here is that like when there's something in the yard, something around here that's not moving around very much, it doesn't seem to deter the skunks, and it seems like the skunks start coming over to investigate if I'm just standing there not moving around. Also mosquitoes, so it's almost like I need a spotter when I'm to watch what's going on when I'm not looking at what's going on around me. In the yard here. I noticed it definitely has moved in on my way into work the last couple of days. There's been just people blocking the sidewalks, moving into the various apartment buildings. I'm not sure, I guess people walking across the sidewalk with stuff moving in is not something you technically can make the apartments account for, but some of them stuff like tables and tents and stuff just like right in the middle of the sidewalk, which I'm pretty sure we have various ordinances prohibiting. Anyhow, so it's you, back to that.
Much better copy that time. Yeah, I have a dehumidifier which seems to be running almost full time in my basement. I've got all sorts of books down there, but it struggles to keep it at 50% humidity, but it does that pretty successfully. So I know the importance of having it. And yeah, it's there were cars parked 2 or 3 deep on some of these streets, so it was almost impossible to go the other direction. Anyway, finally, last but not least, is KE8BZK Mo. Mo, what do you have for us this evening?
That kind of goes along with the eclipse. I know that if I can look at the moon and get a clear sight to the horizon, I can figure out where my house is. But the last time I tried to do that, I did the math and I found out that I actually live somewhere near Lansing, based on my math. So maybe with a clear mirror, I might get a little bit close down here to Ann Arbor, Nook County, where we call home. With that,
that's enough. Well, we lost you on the first half of that transmission. You were dropping in and out, but we did get the last half, and measuring your position by the moon and you end up in Lansing somewhere. No, you don't want to end up in Lansing or East Lansing in particular. So that takes us through the first round. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? any new check-ins or rechecks. Please call WA4DSR Net Control now. Okay, let me hear one final call. Any new check-ins or rechecks, please call Net Control now. Nothing heard. So just a reminder, I will not be here for Net Control next Sunday, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. So looking for a volunteer. Anyway, thanks to everybody for checking in. We had 5 check-ins, plus myself, 6 stations on frequency, and looking forward to hearing all of you and hopefully a lot more sometime soon. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees.